schools need to have rules because most schools have hundreds of students that need to be kept in line to ensure everyone receives a good education. Any place with a lot of people requires rules to make sure those people behave properly and work in an efficient manner. Schools are no exception. Rules are required to make sure students are in the right place at the right time, to make sure students behave in class and treat their teachers and fellow students with respect, and to ensure the students are learning effectively. Without these rules, schools would not function well at all. Most of the time, at home, children have to follow rules related to chores, housework, and dinner time. Most rules in the home are created to teach children good manners and good behavior. Therefore, a lot of rules are about helping with the housework, completing chores, and doing all their homework before a certain time in the evening. Along with these rules, there are often rules relating to assisting with cooking dinner, setting the table, and behaving properly at the dinner table. None of these rules are too harsh or complicated. They are meant to be simple rules that teach children good manners and behavior. I don't think there are more rules for children nowadays than there were in the past. We've become slightly more liberal in recent years and less harsh in our rules with children. Recent research has shown there to be positive results to allowing children some freedoms. Certain freedoms can often teach children a sense of responsibility and self-management. In the past, it was often the case that children had to follow a huge number of rules, at both home and at school. Nowadays, I think we try to focus on important rules instead of having a rule for every little thing. I do not think everybody probably breaks a law at some time in their life. It may be true that a lot of people will break some minor law at some point in their life, but this does not mean everybody will. There are many laws which are not the most serious, and breaking them will not result in major consequences. Nevertheless, there are a lot of people who respect law and order to the utmost degree. Therefore, they shall never break a law, no matter how insignificant the consequences and repercussions may be. So, I do not think everybody probably breaks a law at some time in their life. For very minor crimes, I think the most appropriate form of penalty is a fine. Fines are a good form of penalty because they are an effective deterrent and they are also very variable. For example, you could have a low fine for a minor crime, but one that becomes more costly for re-offenders to increase its effect as a deterrent. In some cases, when fines do not seem to be working, it may be necessary to use community service as a penalty. Community service is effective because it costs a person their time, but is not as severe as a prison sentence. Plus, it supports the local community. These are the most appropriate punishments for minor crimes. In my opinion, I think in most cases, it is wrong to break the law, but sometimes it is not so clear. The famous example people use is the question of whether it is wrong for a father to steal a loaf of bread if his family is starving. Often, people say it is not wrong because he is stealing for good reasons and to save a life. In my opinion, I believe society and the government should make it so that people never have to resort to crime to support themselves or their families. This is because I believe it is always wrong to break the law, because there will always be a victim, even if the intentions are good.